In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a pleasure and a blessing to see all of you here this morning. I believe many of you know, last week I had the great pleasure and the blessing to go back to camp again. We were there for, Nicholas and I left early Monday morning, and we were there till about Wednesday, and then we came home. And as I was driving home, I began to think about camp, and I began to think about a certain phrase. Some of you might have heard this before, and the phrase is a mountaintop experience. And this phrase is usually used when people have some kind of life-changing experience, or it's usually used when something may happen to kind of guide us along or to help us figure out our way. And it comes to us, of course, from the Scriptures, right? Because we know in the Scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament, that many times God reveals himself on top of mountains, right? So we have Moses, who was on top of Mount Sinai, and there God revealed himself to Moses and gave him the Ten Commandments. We also remember from the Old Testament, you have Elijah, who was on Mount Carmel, right? Empowered by God, and he was able to challenge the false prophets. Then our own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ taught his disciples from the Mount of Olives, right? And then another great mountaintop experience was that of the transfiguration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where he revealed himself again to the disciples. And I think our campers have these kind of experiences. They have these mountaintop experiences because they are aware, aren't they? They're aware of one another. They serve one another in fellowship and love, but they're also focused. They're focused on God. They're focused on prayer. They pray in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. They have the opportunity to receive the sacraments while they're there, the sacrament of confession, and also they have the opportunity to receive communion. But as our campers can tell you, those that have gone to camp, the trick is, and the trick for all of us is, when we have these wonderful experiences, it's continuing to grow. Right? It's receiving these experiences, but continuing to grow in the knowledge and knowing God. This morning, we heard about two blind men who received their sight from God. Two blind men who Christ revealed himself to them as a healer. We also, on Tuesday, will be celebrating the great feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, where again, our Lord is revealing himself. He is opening the eyes of the disciples. It's important for us, my friends and my family, to remember that each of us have had an experience where our Lord has revealed himself to us. But it's important for us also to remember that we have to act. We have to do something to continue growing. So today, my prayer is that that is what we will do. We will consider the ways that God has revealed himself to us, and we will figure out a way to continue growing in the knowledge of him. So I'd like to start this morning by talking a little bit about the great feast of the Transfiguration. And we have a beautiful stained glass icon right over here that depicts that wonderful experience. And what do we see? Well, we see the Lord there, and we know that he went up with three of his disciples, right? The ones he usually chooses for this type of thing. So he went with Peter, he went with James, and he went with John. And they went up to this mountain, and as they were there, standing there, before them, all of a sudden, the Lord changed. But the reality is, he didn't change. But what did he do? He revealed himself to them. He showed them who he really was, right? And he turned bright. He turned brighter than the sun. So bright that it knocked them down, right? It blinded them. But it also opened their eyes. It opened their eyes to who he really was. That they weren't following just some mere man. They weren't following some prophet. But who were they following? They were following God who has become man. Right? God who has become man. And then this morning in the scripture reading, we see Christ reveal himself again, don't we? And we see him this time opening the eyes of two men who were blind. These two men came to Christ seeking help. They said, "Son of David, help us." They followed him into the house. Our Lord looked at them and said, "Do you believe? Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said, yes, we believe. And because of their faith, he opened their eyes. Because they believed that God was able to do these things, he opened their eyes. My friends and my family, this is the point for all of us. Our Lord has revealed himself to all of us. He has given us the opportunity to grow. And he shows us through the transfiguration who he is, but not only who he is, but he shows us that he is able, that he is able to transform our lives, that he is able to comfort us, that he is able to strengthen us, that he is able to walk with us. But we have to do something. We have to act as well. Last week, I told you about the new episode of Be the Bee that came out, right? And it has our Archbishop of Pidofotos in it. And it still is up on our Facebook page and I think on our website as well. But in that episode, remember, the Archbishop talked about two questions, right? He offered two kind of challenges. We spoke about the first one last week, and the first one was a challenge to serve, right? The Archbishop asked the question. He said, what can you do in your community, right? What can you do in your community to serve others? The second question has to do with services, with services, right? He says, are you willing to come to church in addition, he says, to Sundays? Are you willing to be here and to do what? To glorify God. Are you willing to be here in order to thank God for all the things that he has done for you? And why is that so important? Because it is here that he continues to reveal himself to us. It is here that we continue to grow in that relationship with him. It is here that we continue to figure out what it is that he wants from us. It is here that we continue to strengthen that which he has planted within us. My friends and my family, we have now entered into a fasting period, right? And the church is offering us 3 additional services every week. My challenge to you is, are you going to be here in addition to Sundays? Are you going to be here together as a family to continue to grow in your faith? Are you going to be here as a family to continue to allow God to reveal himself to you? Are you going to be here in order to continue to grow into that image that our Lord wants for each of us? That is the challenge that we are all faced with during this fasting period. My prayer is that all of us as a community will continue to grow, will continue to learn, and will continue to be here in order to receive all that our Lord has for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.